From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lily Oppenheimer. Governor Eric Greitens' appointees to the Missouri State Board of Education have accelerated the process to find a new education commissioner. Ryan Delaney reports the application window opens today.
Greitens' five recent appointees outflanked three other board members to have the application window close before an early January meeting. Board President Charlie Shields wanted to wait until the following month.
I will reiterate, I think that is a really short time frame to fill the position as important as the Commissioner of Education.
The Missouri Senate still needs to confirm Greitens' nominees to the board. Republican Senator Gary Romine of Farmington has pledged to block them. The board fired Commissioner Margie Van Deven December 1st. In a teleconference, the board members that the governor appointed balked at the idea of getting lawmaker and community input to reshape commissioner qualifications. They also rejected using a search firm before accepting applications. I'm Ryan Delaney.
The director of the Missouri Veterans Commission resigned Wednesday amid months of complaints about care at the St. Louis Veterans Home and mounting pressure for a change in leadership. The Columbia Missourian reports that executive director Larry Kay resigned after an hours-long closed meeting. This came just days after Governor Eric Greitens appointed a new commission chairman and four other new commission members on Monday. Greitens said they should fire both Kay and the home's administrator. Kay's departure follows months of allegations from some veterans' families and staff of low morale, medication issues, and neglect at the facility. Graduate students at MU can breathe a little easier for now. The newest version of the Republican tax bill appears to have removed graduate tuition waivers as taxable income. Republicans in the House and Senate met Wednesday to reconcile their two separate versions of the tax bill, which resulted in the provision's removal. Jenny Hart, MU's Associate Vice Chancellor for Graduate Studies, said there was a lot of concern among graduate students over the plan to tax their waivers. The Columbia Missourian reports there were 2,280 graduate students with the fellowship or assistantship that came with a tuition waiver this semester at MU, according to the Office of Graduate Studies. For students taking a typical 9-hour course load, this means a waiver of $3,240 per semester for in-state students and $8,872 for out-of-state students. Rachel Owen, Director of National Affairs for MU's Graduate Professional Council, said many graduate students wouldn't be able to finish their programs because they would have been unaffordable under the provision. The Columbia Police Department issued 75 opioid overdose reversal medication kits to officers on Wednesday. The National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse provided training to officers over the past few months for naloxone, or brand-name Narcan nasal spray kits. The Columbia Fire Department has carried naloxone since October 2015, and fire personnel have administered 21 doses since January. I'm Lily Oppenheimer, KBIA News, Columbia.